My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
I got a lot to get to in the second hour. That's James Hamm. King's Eater.
Yeah.
King's Insider. Subscribe to the King's Beat at thekingsbeat.com. And James, say something while I finish this delicious senorita bread that a couple of our listeners dropped off from the Bad Baker.
Hey, I was impressed. Like, I told you when we were talking to Scott Gulbranson during the season, towards the end of the season, we're like, hey, would you be okay if Antonio Pierce is back, right, as the head coach? And I think Scott was of the opinion, like, not really. Like, they needed to go out and get somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. They at least needed to have an extensive search, which they did not. I said, but you know what? If they're going to go out and bring in super, super high-level assistants, then I'm down. This makes sense to me, right? Because if you surround a guy, if he's the right figurehead, if he has the voice, if he has the, if he's captured the imagination of the room, and you can put the right pieces around him to help him find success, I think you can do something there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Kyle, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Like
they brought back Patrick Graham.
Yep.
There's rumors of Marvin Lewis is joining the coaching staff as like an assistant head coach or something.
Right, that'd be great.
And then on top of that, he's rumored to bring in Hugh Jackson. And then we see yesterday, but as like a position coach, not sure, as like a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
But then Cliff Kingsbury. My bad. It looks like he's joining the staff as the offensive coordinator. I don't know.
Fascinated by the Kingsbury hire?
Yeah.
Because I would love to see what he looks like just as an OC and not as a head coach.
Yep.
His offense in Arizona wasn't great. It was a lot of like Kyler go do stuff. And maybe having a more dropback oriented passing game will change what Kingsbury does as a play caller and as a play designer. Maybe not being a head coach will help. I love the idea. The one thing I will say in these kind of instances is I'm with you. I wanted the Raiders to hire Antonio Pierce. I thought that was the move that you, unless Bill Belichick or Jim Harbaugh wanted to come coach your team,
mm-hmm,
you go with the guy who got the vibes going the right direction. I think they made a mistake letting Rich Bisaccia walk, frankly, and they now have a, I think, more proven option like Pierce. Okay. So you surround him with people who have been there, people who have been head coaches, surrounding him with a good support system, but you're also surrounding him with people who might be trying to get back into the head coaching game.
Mm.
And that is where you hear about this in the NFL. This coach brings in this guy to run his defense, and then there's backstabbing and sabotaging. And okay, so he brings in Cliff Kingsbury to run the offense.
Yep.
Offense isn't particularly good for 4 weeks, and it's like, hey, what are you trying to do here? Does that set in? And maybe they're fine. Maybe there's a full understanding. Everybody's cool, and it all works out. I love that. But okay, that's the thing I would super caution against if you're Antonio Pierce.
Yeah, it's difficult, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to go in with, you know, just your guy or like an inexperienced guy, mm-hmm. but you want to give him a shot because you're worried about that exact thing.
Yeah.
But like, he needs to be honest and admit what he doesn't know and what he does know.
Totally.
Right? And mm-hmm. so if you can be that guy and you can control the room,
mm-hmm.
then I think you can get this thing going the right way.
Yeah, and I think if you're making it very clear up front when you're interviewing Cliff Kingsbury, like, dude, this is Antonio Pierce's job. This is, or if you're Antonio, you're saying, this is my job.
Yep.
You can help us win. Here's how you can help us win. And if you're Cliff Kingsbury, frankly, yeah, you're gunning for your next head coaching job, but not necessarily with the Raiders.
Yeah, go get it the right way.
Right, the way you're doing that, and the way if you're Marvin Lewis or Hugh Jackson, if you're trying to become a head coach again, you help Antonio Pierce have success.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear too. You just kind of lay it out the right way, and like, look, we want you to find success here, and we would love it if you get back to being a head coach somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and that's totally fine. But if we feel like you're doing things to, we're gonna make it known. Mm-hmm. We're gonna make it known, and then you're gonna be like persona non grata around the league.
Yeah,
like if this is what the idea is to sneak in the door and wreak havoc, then you gots to go. And you know, like we've seen that in Sacramento quite a few times. With, you know, it's not the number one guy that you hire; it's the number two guy that, you know, people who don't have pure motives.
Yeah,
you know, the motive should be to win.
Yep,
just win, baby.
That dude. It's never been more just win, baby, than right now for the Raiders.
Here's an interesting question for you, Kyle. We're not going to fully discuss this all the time, but if you were the Raiders and you're bringing in Kurt Kingsbury to
Cliff
Kingsbury to,
I think you're thinking of Kurt Goldsberry.
Yeah, maybe. Like, if you're bringing him in, would you consider calling the Bears and saying, "Hey, Justin Fields, are you guys done with him? Are you?" Like, what would it take?
Yeah. I think if you're the Raiders, you have to call about Justin Fields regardless.
Okay. Because, I mean, that's sort of the style of quarterback, you know, a smaller quarterback who has, like, plenty of ability to run and throw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just you know, something I throw out there.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it depends. I mean, really, it depends on Kingsbury's evaluation of Fields, I think.
Yeah.
That's if he's, like, no chance. Then you don't. But if Kingsbury's like, you need to give me a guy who can run, then yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
The only issue is you run into is he's going into year four. He's going into the final year of his rookie deal. You have a fifth year option with him. So I mean, you'd have limited time before you'd have to shell out money to keep him. But
okay. But at least you.
I don't
have
hate
an
the idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
As far as the 49ers, they are playing in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs next Sunday. They released a practice report for Thursday. I thought it was kind of interesting. Kyle Shanahan said during the bye week for the Super Bowl, because Super Bowl week is so packed with stuff that you can't get like normal work in, that they're going to have their game plan fully installed by the time they get to Vegas.
Okay.
And you do some work in Vegas, but because you've got family stuff and you got media obligations, you got all these, you're just losing hours that you normally have in a day.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. Eric Armstead, George Kittle out of practice yesterday. That's notable for sure, but my eye is on next week for them.
Yeah, you still have a week to see if these guys are ready. I don't think you're going to have any problems.
No sense pushing Armstead, who's got foot and knee injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah, George Kittle with a toe. There's just no sense. But like I said, if you get to Wednesday next week and those guys aren't back in practice, now it's worry time. So nothing there yet. And then Jed York yesterday spoke with media and told this story that Kyle Shanahan knew during like the second the first week of the preseason that Brock Purdy was probably the best quarterback on their roster his rookie year?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, why didn't you just start him?
Okay.
I know you can't, but it sounds kind of funny.
I have a strange parallel story. My second year covering Sacramento Kings, Paul Westfall pulled me aside and said, hey, like after 2 days of training camp, he's like, hey, this Isaiah Thomas kid is a flat out baller.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah.
60th pick in the draft.
I'm going to have a very difficult time keeping him off the court. Like, wow. So I said he's making the team. He's like, oh, he's going to do a lot more than make the team.
Dang.
So these things happen.
Yeah. But you can't go start Isaiah Thomas when it's because
Drafted Jimmer, number 10, and you had Tyreek Evans, number 4,
yeah,
the year before that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I push back on the idea that the 49ers got lucky to draft Brock Purdy because you put his name on the card and you took that card up and you read it and drafted him. You went through that process and you did it. However, they got very lucky that he got in to games at all, and B, that he got in when he did. That was lucky.
Yeah.
And it turned out, you know what? I've criticized the heck out of Kyle Shanahan for his inability to evaluate quarterbacks. I think he's bad at it, but...
got one right.
Got this one right.
He did.
At least so far. So far. We'll have a ton of Super Bowl stuff coming up for you next week. The bye week in between is just kind of a weird spot content-wise because you don't want to dive into previews because that's next week. So it's kind of, what are you doing? But we had some injury updates for you, and then the Raiders were nice enough to put together a coaching staff. So that's your NFL fix for the day. Kings Pacers tonight. How do the Kings get a victory in Indiana? We'll tell you that next on The Insiders.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento sports leader.
Kings at Pacers tonight. That's James Hamm over there. I'm Kyle Madsen right here. And some keys to a Sacramento Kings victory. Sacramento looking to get back in the win column. They fell to the Heat 115-106 in Miami on Wednesday night. How do they get that W, though, against a 27-22 Pacers team that is number one in the league in offensive rating, setting a record for points per 100 possessions? One of the worst teams in the league. Bottom five team in defensive rating, though. And number 12 in net rating. Let's get some keys to a Kings victory. James Hamm, start us off. How do they get that W, number one?
Remind the league why you should have been an all-star.
Yeah.
Go out there and punish a team. That's what the Sacramento Kings need to do. TJ McConnell cannot run circles around you.
Nope.
Pascal Siakam, like half of their roster is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go in there in Indiana and show them exactly why you should have been named to the all-star team. I mean, big games. Big games from Domantas Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox.
This is where when I talked at the top of the show about the Kings being, this benefiting them in a way, where De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis didn't make the all-star team. This is kind of where I meant that. Where,
yeah.
Dude, wear that chip on your shoulder, man. Like, go out and prove that the NBA got this wrong. Because if they go out tonight against Indiana, and Domas, you know, has a double-double or maybe has a triple-double, but he's 16 and 13 and 10. And
yeah.
Okay, fine. And Fox goes out and isn't particularly good and they struggle to beat the Pacers, then I think that justifies a lot of...
You're just feeding into the narrative.
Yeah, for sure. I'm totally with you, man. That needs to be a chip that they wear. Whether they wanted to go or not, like you said, maybe De'Aaron Fox didn't want to go to Indiana, but De'Aaron Fox wanted to be all-star De'Aaron Fox.
Well, he wanted to at least be respected and have his name called.
Yeah, so whether he and I don't know, I'm sure Domas wanted to go back to Indiana and do that whole thing. But whether they wanted to go or not, I mean, that doesn't matter. They got snubbed big time.
Totally agree.
Yep. All right. My first key. Oh, no. No. Good job, James. You got some applause for your first key. Well done. my first key is clean the glass, man. The Pacers, for all the things they're good at, they stink at rebounding. They're very, very bad at it. And the Kings, particularly Domantas Sabonis, is very, very good at it. So I would like to see the Kings not only win the rebounding battle tonight, but you can dominate there. You can put this game away. You can pull away in this game by being good on the offensive glass. I want to see Kevin Huerter down there. I want to see Harrison Barnes down there. I want to see Keegan Murray down there, along with Domantas Sabonis, and blowing them out in the rebounding category. And if they do that, I think they win this game by a lot.
Yeah, that's a good key. And I would point out, last time these two teams played, Kings 38-34 rebound advantage. But you're facing a team that is playing on the second night of a back-to-back that had to fly from New York to Indiana overnight and then get ready to play, and a bunch of questionable players.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and punish them on the glass. Like, yeah. I get you. They're going to miss shots. That's what happens when you're on the second night of a back-to-back. Take advantage of that.
Yep.
Yep. Definitely. Good key.
Thanks. Number two.
Beat them at their own game.
Hmm.
Get out and run. Run them off the court. They love to push the tempo. You push the tempo. You've got the fastest guard in the league. They do not.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there every single time they make a basket, inbound the ball, and run. Every time you get a rebound, look ahead. Like, mm-hmm. Very simple. This is a team that should be tired. Go take it to them.
So I think we're going to have a three keys first here. My second key is going to disagree with your key.
Oh.
I think you can kill them in the half court. The Pacers want to run. I know they're on the second night of a back-to-back, and I know that even if their questionable guys are playing, they're maybe a little bit banged up and not feeling 100%. I think if you're the Kings, sure, when you pull a rebound, look ahead. If Keegan Murray's down there, get it up to him, and he gets his free 2 points. Mm. Do that. But I think you can just kill them in the half court. They are so bad defensively. They foul like crazy. They don't guard anybody. And if you get into that frenetic pace where all of a sudden you're throwing the ball around, or maybe you're missing a shot and now they're getting going, I think that's how you keep them in the game. I think, hey, if they make a shot on that on one end, that's fine. Take it out of the basket, burn some clock, get into your offense, and I think you can find easy buckets against them in the half court all freaking night.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. I'm expecting this to be like the like combined score of like 270. Yeah.
Dang. So you're taking the over.
I'm taking the over. I don't know what the over is, but I would say 270 plus.
Okay.
I think this is going to be a little bit of a wild one, and I also think you got some players who are a little angry.
All right, number three.
Show Pascal what he's missing.
Mm.
Siakam, like, he did have some say in this, right? The Kings were ready to make a deal for Pascal Siakam. They had the Toronto Raptors in town. And whether it was how much the Kings were willing to pay him in the offseason or something else, like whatever it was, he decided he really didn't want to play with the Kings, and the Kings decided they didn't want to trade for him, and both moved on. But this guy needs to see that he could have played for what could have been a championship contender with him on it.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's it.
Yeah. I don't know how much the players are motivated by that. Like, I don't.
And if I especially, look across, I'd be like, "Hey, Pascal, again, let's go thump this dude. Let's say, hey, you don't want to be part of our club? All right, see ya."
Harrison Barnes is gonna be like, "Hey, thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you. I didn't want to go to Toronto.
That's right.
Much appreciated." All right, number three for me, off ball defense.
Oh,
you have to limit their ability to make plays off the ball and away from the ball, especially if Tyrese Halliburton's in the game. And he's distributing, like, that's where he's going to kill you. He can shoot it, he can fill it up a little bit, but where he is going to kill you is with assists and getting his teammates easy buckets. You have to be really, really sound off the ball tonight, not letting them get in a rhythm, not letting them get easy baskets, and limiting the damage that they do moving the ball around. Particularly, even TJ McConnell, like, when he gets underneath the basket, I mean, how many times did they lose guys on the baseline last time they played the Pacers?
Yeah, I mean, it was horrific. I mean, TJ McConnell finished with 20 and 10, but it felt like he had 45.
Yeah.
Like, he just kept making one layup after another.
Yep.
And if Halliburton doesn't play tonight, which, again, we'll get to the injury report, but if Halliburton doesn't play tonight, Like, look, this is a guy who just tore you up, like with a very specific style. Like, figure out what happened last game, and I'm with you, Kyle. Like, the off-ball defense, like, you got to have a body on Miles Turner. You got to have a body on Jalen Smith. You can't let them, and Isaiah Jackson, you can't let them just have Lob City on you. That's, and if you do, you're going to lose.
Yeah. I'm fascinated to see when TJ McConnell is on the court tonight, how the Kings go about defending him. Does it look the same? Do they make that adjustment? Or does he just get to the baseline every time and then use the basket as a screen and go up and under and score?
If you allow him to do the same thing that he did last time, just give him a first-round pick and trade for him. Just like put him on your roster so there is no more question about whether there is a mysterious guy named TJ McConnell out there that will destroy you every single time you play him.
He's the Michael Jordan of Matthew Dellavedovas.
Exactly.
That's what he is.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely, that's a brilliant call.
Thanks, man. Yeah, if the Kings do those three things, six things, I guess, technically, they'll win tonight.
14 things. If they do these 14 things, Kyle, they got a shot.
I said three, but we each give three, so that's six. Yeah, I mean, what it comes down to, and the whole, like, getting out and running thing, yeah, if you're running and you're getting easy baskets, then fine. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to do that, then you need to play the best transition defense you played all year, because the Pacers will go give you one right back.
All right.
Even on the back of a back-to-back, man. They are a very, very talented offensive team. And if you're not on your P's and Q's defensively, they're going to kill you.
That's true.
Yeah. So I would love that, though, to see the Kings in a game. Just be like, nope, we're slowing it down. And we're just going to dice you in the half court. That's what I want to see. Give me that pace of like 97 tonight.
Keep the pace. All right. I say run them off the court. That's where I'm at, but I'm with you.
All right. I'm going to be texting you during the game. And if the pace picks up even a little bit, I'm going to be like, this is a mistake. If the Pacers score a fast break bucket, I'm going to be like, see?
Blowout happening.
Real quick before we get out of here, we got some play-by-play coverage coming up right here this weekend on ESPN 1320. College basketball, 8:45 a.m. If you're up out and about Saturday morning, college basketball, UConn against St. John's. And then at 5 p.m., we've got some NBA basketball for you on Saturday, Lakers versus the Knicks. And we've got some bonus basketball coverage for you on 102.5 FM HD2. The Bet, Sacramento, 3:15. That is Duke at North Carolina, 3:15. One of the best rivalries in all of sports. And then at 7:15, St. Mary's at Gonzaga. A rivalry, for sure. Not one of the best in all of sports, but definitely a rivalry. That's at 7:15. And then Sunday at noon, we'll have the Pro Bowl games. It'll be the flag football game between the NFC and AFC All-Stars. That's coming to you Sunday at noon right here on ESPN 1320. All right. We got to get out of here, but don't touch that dial. We got plenty more Hoops Talk and stuff coming up on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento Sports Leader.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The baby daddy.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
So I love the chatty house, man.
Yeah.
I looked up last segment because I'll try and look up and catch it. I can't read it during the segment because, you know, we're doing a radio show. But I just looked up and saw our friend Jill Adge gassing up a taco place. I'm like, hey, where is this? Banzito's Tacos?
Yeah.
I can't wait to go try it.
What we should do is we should have him come here.
Pull up
one day, and we could just like go out in the parking lot after the show, hang out at the taco truck, invite everybody out and say, hey, show up and hang out and we'll have the taco truck come up.
Yes, do that.
Okay.
No, I will buy tacos all day. I'm here for it.
I definitely like to visit a taco truck, and yeah, I'm in.
All right. Great. This is the thing that's going to happen.
It's going
to
happen.
You talk to the people you know. I'll wait for you to do that, and then we'll get this set up.
We'll have Aaron step in and like
that, or we could just not.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Big Boss Man could pay for the taco truck to come
out. Oh, good idea. Good idea. All right.
He could be the guy, that the hero that brings in the taco truck, but we'll make sure that we invite everybody.
Does the taco truck have tequila? Because that might be a deal breaker for our guy.
I will bring the tequila, Kyle. That's fine.
Or no, red wine. Sorry, red wine is his vibe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. Good to know. Same, right. By the way.
Yeah.
If there's also wine, you give me wine and tacos. Boy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good day. You know, another reason it's going to be a good day is because D'Lo and Casey are out at Sky River Casino. Highly encourage everybody to head out there. They will be live from noon to 4 at 32 Brew Street at Sky River. Incredible bar, great food, awesome setup with the stage. They do a live show. The atmosphere is so much fun. If you've not been out to a live show, cannot recommend enough that you go hang out. Even if you're like an introvert and you don't want to talk to anybody, you can just hang out at the bar. It's not like people are going to be like, hey, are you here for the event? You just hang out.
Yeah.
And if you want to go mingle with the folks, you can, but you definitely don't have to. 32 Brew Street again, out at Sky River Casino in Elk Grove. D'Lo and Casey are out there today, noon to 4, for a live show. And I believe there's a watch party afterwards for the Kings game?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and oh my
See,
God.
That's where
that's what I would pull up for.
I kind of want to head down. I do want to head down, but it would be a difficult call. I'll see if I can make it.
No, I know. You're, like I said, I don't think anybody would begrudge you if you're not going.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's give away a Kings jersey.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So our friends in promotions have selected a winner of a Sacramento Kings jersey. So if you're unfamiliar, we do our Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game. After every single Kings game, we give you a Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game. There'll be some code word that we use. So if Domantas Sabonis is our player of the game, we'll use Domas. Sometimes it's Sabonis. Sometimes it's rebounds, like some kind of code word that goes along with our player of the game. When you enter that code word at ESPN1320.com, you enter to win a $100 Jiffy Lube gift certificate. And also, through the end of the regular season, we will be giving away a jersey at the end of each month, a Kings jersey. So when you enter to win that Jiffy Lube gift certificate, you also enter to win a jersey courtesy of Jiffy Lube. So we have selected a winner for January. We'll give away another one at the end of February. We'll give away another one at the end of March, and then we'll give away one at the end of the regular season. So congratulations. Our first Kings jersey giveaway winner is Carlos E. Carlos E. in Rancho Cordova. Apparently, there were multiple entrants named Carlos. So this is Carlos E., last initial E, in Rancho Cordova. You are the winner of the Sacramento Kings jersey giveaway for January. Courtesy of our friends at Jiffy Lube, our promotion staff will be reaching out to you. So congratulations to Carlos E. in Rancho Cordova for winning the Kings jersey in January. But you can enter to win one. You listening who's not Carlos E., you can enter to win one again after every single Kings game right here on ESPN1320.com. James and I will give you a Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game, and you enter to win a $100 Jiffy Lube gift certificate. You also enter to win a Kings jersey. One down, three to go.
One down, three to go.
I don't know what player it is. I probably should have figured that out.
Yeah, big shout out to our guys at Jiffy Lube, though.
Oh, totally.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm excited. This is cool. I love that we're able to do these prize giveaways.
Yeah, it's like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I love giving stuff away.
I would agree.
We didn't get to the Steve Clifford sound from yesterday.
Oh, I think we should listen to Steve Clifford sound. I have, again, great, like...
I can't wait.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I know you've got not only... So I'm interested in two things here. One, I'm interested in your thoughts on this, what he has to say, and if you didn't hear it, the context of what I'm telling James will make sense here in a second. I'm interested in your thoughts on this, A, as somebody who's covered bad teams and a coach saying this about his own team, mm-hmm. and B, just as a media person... how you feel about a coach being this brutally honest. And then I know you have a story along these lines as well that I can't wait to hear. But here's Steve Clifford, the coach of the Charlotte Hornets, talking about his own team, the Charlotte Hornets.
Think about the NBA player. If you want him to listen to you, you got to tell him the truth. So I tell him they know there's little room for error. I also tell them the facts. I mean, our problems aren't their effort, their work, how much they want to win. Our problem is we're under-talented, okay? And there's nothing wrong with telling them that, and that they do have to play well, and we have no room for error, and we can't make mistakes. And so we do, when we practice, we do have to have great reps, and there's got to be great carryover to the game. And to me, that's the way you do it. I can't do it any other way. Everybody has a different way to do it. To me, if you want an NBA player to listen to you, there's two things. One, you have to be able to help them win and get better, okay? They have confidence I can do that. Not that I'm smart. I just worked for great coaches, and I learned a lot. So I do know what it takes to win in the league. And two, you can't lie to them. You can't lie to them. We can win Friday. We'll have to play great, and maybe they're not quite at their best. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the way this league works. But the only way you give yourself a chance is if you're prepared. And if we come in, we have a good day tomorrow, we have a good shoot around on Friday. Otherwise, we're not going to... Listen, right now, if we're not pretty good, we're not beating anybody.
Damn! He just fried his own team!
Hey, man, truth hurts. If I'm... God. Okay, so if I'm Steve Clifford, I say those words, and I give my team a hug, and some of the guys are going to be like, no, I'm not, like, you're not hugging me, dude. But I'm also looking at the front office and saying, sorry about that. That's tough. That's really tough. So I'll tell you, like, when you sent this over to me and I heard this, my first season covering the Sacramento Kings, a year later, seven of those players were out of the league.
Like, jeez.
It was the lowest payroll
seven?
In the league. Yeah, so
half a roster.
A year later, I mean,
oh my God.
That first year I covered the team, Darnell Jackson, Pooh Jeter, Luther Head, Antoine Wright, Dante Green ended up being out of the league. Hassan Whiteside ended up being out of the league. Like the roster, oh, Jermaine Taylor. It was more than seven. Jermaine Taylor was out of the league. Like it was a bad NBA roster. And I remember we got late to the season, and people can remember how this happened. The Utah Jazz had a meltdown, and it was basically Jerry Sloan versus their point guard, which was...
John Stockton.
No.
Deron Williams.
Deron Williams. Deron Williams became a problem.
Yes.
A big-time problem behind the scenes.
Underrated at the top of his game, by the way. Deron Williams is awesome. Anyways, yeah, keep going.
But on the off the court, he started to become a real problem. Right. And they ended up choosing to go with Jerry Sloan, and they traded Deron Williams. We get to the end of the season, and the Kings had played them right before the All-Star break, but then they played them again at home, and it was late in the season. I was sitting with Paul after we did media scrum, after in pregame, right? So now we do it in a press room. It used to be a coach has a choice wherever he wants to do the media scrum. Paul Westphal chose to sit on courtside and just have cameras surround him while he sat courtside, and we would do a media scrum. So I was sitting with him afterwards, and we looked over, and their roster was trash. It was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, like poor Jerry Sloan. Like, look, he's been this great coach for all these years, and here he is, mm-hmm. like, you know, in one of the final years of his, and RIP Jerry Sloan, yeah. one of the final years of his coaching, and he's got a team that looks like this. And he looked at me and he goes, James, have you looked at my roster? And I said, oh man.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You're right. My bad. He's like, I get that he had a good roster, but at least he had a good roster. I haven't even had a good roster.
You're wrong guy to complain to.
Yeah, like...
Not complain to, but talk about that too.
Yeah, like, no, poor, you know, Jerry Sloan. He's like... Like, this is the world we live in. Either you got talent or you don't. Like, it is what it is. And so I feel for him.
Like, as a beat writer, though, this is, well, okay, so I don't want to say this is the, like, number, this is gold, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got the head, you have the head coach on the record saying that his team stinks. Like, as a beat writer, that's like, oh my God. Like, here's the story.
Yeah.
And now, The gold would be if he said that to you on the record, like away where
that,
you could.
That wasn't an on the record discussion. That was an off the record discussion.
No, right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you're the James Hamm, if you're on the Hornets beat, the Charlotte Hornets beat, not Sac State. Shout out, Stingers up.
Yeah.
If you're in Charlotte and you're on the Hornets beat there, the gold there is like the gold standard would be him in a side conversation with you on the record saying this,
yes.
where you get it exclusive instead of in a press conference.
Yeah.
But to me, this is so much more, again, just as a person who works in the media, that's so what he said is so much more valuable than, you know, we're just going to work hard every day. We're getting better every day. And, you know, there's a lot of not winning a lot of games, but you know there's a lot of silver linings every night and a bounce or two of the ball here and there, and it, just a cliche thing, right?
Yep.
I respect the hell out of him. Maybe Steve Clifford is a bad coach, and I know they have injury problems there in Charlotte too, and they have a Miles Bridges problem, and I get all the stuff that comes with that. But he's right. Nothing he said is wrong, and I think the bigger deal is that he's conveyed this behind the scenes already. At least that's what he says he's done.
Yeah.
But if I'm a player, like you say that behind the scenes, I'm like, dang, you know what? Thanks for keeping it straight up. I need to be better. What do I got to work on? What do I need to do to contribute?
Yeah.
But then he starts doing this publicly and you're like, dude, like, bro, come on. You're supposed to have your guys' backs. Remember
this is completely BS.
That's how you have a player's back.
Yes. You can suck it.
That's not what I meant.
It's a complete crap.
That's what I tried to hit. yeah, that like you want your coach to publicly have your back. And that's where I fall a little bit because like I said, as a media person, I'm like, dang, yes, a coach saying what's on his mind. But then the other part of me is like, as a fan or as a person putting himself in the player's shoes, it's like, dude, you could have handled this more tactfully. Like you definitely didn't have to throw the dudes under the bus very, very publicly.
I get that. But I also, like, you can't hide from it, right? You can't hide from the fact that, like, anyone who knows basketball can look at that roster and go, okay, well, your roster's not very good. Now, your roster would have been better if LaMelo Ball was playing the entire season.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that totally would be the case, right? And they could be fun and exciting and all that stuff. But you even went out and you just traded your point guard. Like, Terry Rozier just got traded for Kyle Lowry, who's not going to wear
a Hornets shirt.
Yeah, they're going to waive him most likely, and he's going to be able to go find a new place to play, right? So, yeah. I understand what he's doing, and I just think at some point, Charlotte has to stand up and go out there and be better as far as bringing in talent, and they've overpaid a bunch of people. But again, talk about how many times has that franchise struggled with having to grossly overpay middle of the road talent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of the NBA. It's part of why the Kings have struggled over the course of their, 38, 39 years in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough, I get, but Steve Clifford also took that job. Not once, but twice. Twice he took that job. And so I don't know what to tell him. Like, did you not look at the roster before you got here? Did you not understand where this thing was going? Did you not have conversations about how much money you're going to pump into the team? Or are you not going to pump money into the team, Michael Jordan, because you're selling the team to someone else who may or may not pump money into the team?
Yeah.
Like, so when you take that job, there should be an understanding. And again, that's why Paul Westphal never went on the record and just took a machete to the team. Because it's like, okay. I mean, he may have taken a machete to his own career when he wrote a letter to the media about DeMarcus Cousins needing to be traded and not needing to be there anymore, which he did do, and then was let go a couple of days later.
Yeah.
But again, that was approved.
Do you think was he let go because he wrote the letter, or did he write the letter because he knew he was going to be let go? Like, he saw the writing on the wall.
Well, I mean, it was early in the season. The way Jeff Petrie, which I've used on this program many a time, he called it a philosophical vacation. He said that Paul Westphal had taken a philosophical vacation. But it was a lot more complicated than that.
Sure.
Because that letter that Paul Westphal sent out it's not like he went out and pressed send. He had that letter approved by management before he did that. And after the fact, if they want to fire you after the fact, whatever the backlash is, okay. But you can probably say he wasn't wrong.
Interesting.
Hindsight, he probably wasn't wrong.
Interesting. Yeah, I think if you're, I don't know, the Hornets are one of those teams that I just kind of forget exists.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's partly because of the LaMelo Ball injury, but it's partly because of what Steve Clifford's talking about. Like, in the NBA, if you don't have stars or just relevant players, it's just super hard to win on any given night. And like you said, they can win if they play perfect, but that's just an impossible margin of error to operate within. And like you said, even if LaMelo Ball is playing, are they a little better? Like, sure. But that's not a team that's threatening to snag a playoff spot. They're not even pushing for a play-in spot. And
I don't think. I mean, you never know. You never know. I mean, he's a player who makes the players around him better.
Yeah.
So, but the fact that he can't play, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And the fact that you don't have other talent around, and then the fact that you just went out and traded one of your more talented players for nothing, basically.
Yeah. Well, now they're in full-blown tank mode.
Well, yeah.
Now they're trying to lose. Now they're under-talented on purpose.
Yes.
So that's why if you're the front office, you're like, yep, that's kind of the plan.
Yeah, it's not a great look. Not a great look. So,
ouch.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up, too, the reports have been put out there. The great actor Carl Weathers has passed away at the age of 76. Of course, Apollo Creed.
Oh, no.
Apollo Creed and, Chubbs. Peterson from Happy Gilmore, but
Karga from Mando.
Yeah, absolutely incredible actor. Passed away at the age of 76, confirmed by his longtime publicist.
Dang, man.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
He played football professionally? How did I not know this?
Yeah, I don't know how long he played football, but...
Signed with the Oakland Raiders as a free agent in 1970. Played in 7 games in 1970.
Okay.
Converted to strong safety in 71, and then got released in 71, signed in the Canadian Football League, and then I went to San Francisco State. I had no idea that he was a football player before he was an actor.
That's wild.
Had zero clue.
Did you...
it makes sense because he was Apollo Creed and he was yoked out of his mind, but...
Yeah. And did you know that the Sacramento Kings drafted Bruce Jenner in like 1970? Not the Sacramento Kings.
I'm sorry,
the
what?
Kansas City Kings drafted Bruce Jenner in like 1976 as like a stunt. And then he showed up to training camp and they actually like he was, but nothing, like they, nothing ever came of it.
Wait, hang on. He showed up to training camp earnestly like I'm ready to go. Where's
no,
my jersey?
I think that
or
they.
Or did he show up as part of the stunt?
No. I don't. I think that he was there. Like they brought him in.
Like he went, put me in. I'm ready to play.
Something like that.
Let's go 3-man weave drill.
Yeah. I mean, he was a triathlete.
He definitely has a trash jump shot, though.
Probably.
Absolutely no chance Bruce Jenner had a wet jumper back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Absolutely no chance.
Just the randomness that it that
that's an Al
been.
Davis move, bro. Like, hey, you're a triathlete. Yeah, get in here. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's like your was it Ron Brown or the Niners with Ronaldo Nehemiah, the great like Olympic hurdler.
Mm. Herb Washington for the A's, like a designated pinch runner.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Who came into the World Series as a pinch runner and got picked off? Hilarious. Yeah. I always loved the. Usain Bolt should play in the NFL. Like, no, he shouldn't. He should not.
No.
There's so much more to being an NFL player than running straight.
Yeah.
Like, he's faster than everybody on the field, but like a little. And if you get an angle, he's going to get wrecked.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, the Bears did it with Willie Gault. They brought in Willie Gault.
Sure.
Who was, I mean, that dude could cook.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he was at a Kings game like 2 years ago. I was like, hey, like someone's like, hey, that's Willie Gault. I'm like, that is Willie Gault. What is he doing here?
You could pick Willie Gault out of a lineup?
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Even now?
Well, he was much older than he looked before, but when someone told me that's who it was, I'm like, oh yeah, no, that's Willie Gault. Yeah.
I don't like to say I cover the 49ers because the people who are at practices every day and who travel with the team and are games every day, that to me is covering a team, like going to practice, like being in the building, being in the locker room, like that to me is covering. I blog about the team.
Mm-hmm.
I follow the team extremely closely and more closely than a lot of people. There are 49ers players who I just like their face would not, like I got nothing for you.
Really?
Yeah. They got helmets on.
Okay.
Like you see their headshot, you see their headshot, but that doesn't help you if you see somebody in person.
But I grew up with like baseball, basketball, football cards as like a big part of my upbringing, and mm-hmm. so like that's where stats stick in my head. I can see like the back of a Topps baseball card in my head and like read the stats off of the baseball card.
Mm-hmm.
But the same with the picture. Yeah.
I know this is what you were trying to say, but you just said you can look at the back of a baseball card and like read the stats.
Oh, no. Like I can see the stats. I can see the stats in my head still from the back of a baseball
card.
Got
it. Okay. That just sounded funny.
Yeah.
I too can read the back of a baseball card. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Seth's here. Everybody say hi to Seth. Oh, Seth's gone. He's out of here. He's
or
just going
to
linger
right
over
next
my
to you,
shoulder.
Like
yeah,
standing
this is
next
fine.
To you with his
this
beard
is totally
like
fine.
Lingering.
Seth is our brilliant. I'm going to say IT guy, but he's like way above that.
Engineer extraordinaire. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Engineer extraordinaire. Nice,
there it
dude.
Is. Jinx.
Dude, double jinx. Engineer extraordinaire, supreme ruler of all things Odyssey, Northern California.
That's right.
I think that's what I'm going with. Is that right? Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
nod.
He's just,
okay,
yeah.
That's right.
Very he's cool. Also part of the Triangle of Avoidance.
Yeah, Triangle of Avoidance, creator.
Formerly the Circle of Trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Founder and disbander of the Circle of Trust.
Yes.
Yeah. Seth's the man. He's going to help me get set up here and help Joe get set up. He is running the board for D'Lo and KC. They are out at Sky River Casino. I will be out there. James is TBD. It is D'Lo and KC noon to 4. And then they are having a watch party out at 32 Brew Street at Sky River Casino in Elk Grove, it is going to be the place to A, hang out from noon to four, but then B, to watch the game tonight. Even if you can't get out there for the show, pull up for the watch party. It is going to be an absolute blast. Like I said, I'll be out there. Can't wait to see everybody. James, this has been a super fun week. I appreciate you greatly. I look forward to next week where we will get to preview a 49ers-Chiefs Super Bowl matchup. Want to remind everybody, too, Purple and Black pregame show. That begins at 4. That's me and James talking Kings Pacers. So make sure to tap into that before the Kings tip-off at 4:30. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. For James Hamm, I'm Kyle Madsen. D'Lo and Casey are coming up next right here on ESPN 1320. Sacramento Sports Leader.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternative at up to 95% off. That's right, get
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.